Blog Talk Radio.
Debate Tuesday. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle for Kyle's Conversations. Welcome to Quarantine Central. Oh, wow. It's pretty bad when the Democrats have everyone on their side and Trump only has the people on their side. That's sad. But that's the facts, folks. Donald Jr., I want to talk about stuff he said. Sanctuary jurisdiction is still going on, folks. Oh, don't worry if you've murdered 35 people. You're illegal. We got to let you go. It's a sanctuary city. I want to have someone get into the computer and, okay, how we doing? You try to get arrested and they have to let me go. Dude, you can't murder a person. Yeah, I can, dude. And I have it in the computer where I'm illegal, so they have to let me go, you know. That's what happened, you know. Queens voters in New York have received mail-in ballots marked for the military. The Bronx has gotten 100,000 ballots, mail-in ballots that were wrong people. Oh, but that can't be. The elections by mail are supposed to be safe. They're about as safe as leaving your 16-year-old daughter with Joe Biden in the bedroom. Illinois State Offensive Coordinator Kurt Beathard quit his job Wednesday over his apparent dislike for the Black Lives Matter movement, and Chicagoans are they're done with it. They're like, this is not about Black Lives Matter. Isn't that about Black Lives, period? We're done. And they're pissed. Democrats are so out of touch with the American working class that they don't get it. You know, the billionaires in D.C. are so out of touch with the average Joe that they don't care anymore. They don't care. They don't. I'll get into that. The endocannabinoidal system. There's DNA tests that they're able to perform that they say can show you what is the best strain for your endocannabinoidal system. I'll get into that. And also, Manchester United. Oh, glory, glory, we love you, but it's one pain in the butt. Blazers out. Romans 10:9. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And I want to get into this before I get into some other stuff. The billionaires are so out of touch with this. You know, it's funny how Trump is an evil, greedy billionaire, but no other rich person is. You know, imagine if Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg were conservatives and they were shutting down liberals. That crap would be 24/7, 365, front page news. They don't say Black Lives Matter. Louder, say it louder. I mean, people, I want to watch. No, I don't. I don't want to watch the Emmys or Grammy. But people that did want to watch it, want to watch it. They don't want to be hearing Black Lives Matter shoved down their throat. They want to watch the NFL. They don't want to hear about social justice. They want to hear about their favorite team and who's doing what. It's about football, not about social justice, not about, oh, can you believe that? There's Eli Manning coming out in the field. He's got Charles Manson on his helmet. That's right, he's got Charles Manson on his helmet. Yep, so. Sure. Gotta shout out to him, you know. Oh, there he is. Jay Cutler, he's got a Jared from Subway on his helmet, you know. We got a guest appearance. Colin Kaepernick's coming out in the field, and he's actually dressed up like a football player with a helmet on there, and it looks like it's that. Yeah, he's got Jerry Sandusky on his helmet. Jerry Sandusky is on his helmet. Colin Kaepernick's doing out here, but he came out dressed in a helmet with Jerry Sandusky on his helmet. That's how people don't, that's kind of, it's about how bad it's getting. People want to watch NASCAR. They don't want to hear, they don't want segments. They don't want all this bull crap. They don't want these people that are like, no, you're either a great driver or you're not. Imagine if Austin Dillon or Kevin Harvick treated Bubba Wallace like Dale Sr. treated Jeff Gordon. And when it comes to Jeff Gordon, put that sumbitch in the wall. Oh, they'd be up in arms. Can you believe Kevin Harvick, the evil racist, going after Bubba Wallace like that? I can't believe it. He's going after a driver because of the color of his skin. No. When you're in that car, you're a driver. That's what a lot of people like. There were a couple drivers like, when she's behind the wheel, she's a driver. I don't look at her as anything different. But so many people tried to shove that woman down the throat. Because they would do that. If something would go wrong, Jeff Gordon or anyone, you know, Paul Tracy, I call him the whiner. Imagine if, remember when Paul Tracy in Indy 500, when that caution came out and he slowed down and somebody went by him, I forget who went by him and won the race, and he's like, well, the caution came in. And there used to be a thing called in NASCAR, checkers or wreckers. And the checkered, if a caution came out in the last lap or a wreck came out behind him, it was checkers or wreckers. Who cares? That caution is behind you. It's a race to the finish. Every time I've seen a race, no matter where it is, if there's a caution on the last lap, someone slows down because of the caution. Everyone else speeds up and flies by them, and then they lose the race, and they get all pissed off. And, of course, Paul Tracy, we're taking this. Yeah, I'm suing over this. He may be drinking the milk now, but I won the race. Every race I've ever seen that caution's on the last lap, gun it. I'd rather lose the championship by maintaining speed and going across the finish line first than found out that, oh, I should have just kept going. Maybe they need to say that, okay? If the caution happens on the last lap and whatever caused it is behind you, game on to the finish line. Then you can sit there, okay. But these people in D.C. don't get it. They don't understand. You know, I want to watch a race. I don't want to hear people up there. I want to see football or baseball. I don't want to see 20 minutes of social justice before the game. I want to talk about how Justin Verlander's doing, how this player is doing. Miguel Cabrera, I want to know about the baseball player. That's why all this woke sports I'm pretty much done with. I mean, that's the problem we deal with in this world. We have these, like Biden's embrace of this Marxism that is the Black Lives Matter movement is helping Trump. Everything going on in this country is helping Trump right now. There are so many people starting to wake up to realize, okay, this Black Lives Matter movement is not about black lives anymore. Okay, yeah, George Floyd died a long time ago. These continuing riots and these continuing protests and stuff, yeah, that Yeah, okay, yeah. You tried to make a point, but we weren't buying it. We weren't buying that it was about George Floyd, and now we're certainly not buying it. I mean, this is the movement we're in right now. This is the liberal logic. You hate black people if you don't support Black Lives Matter. If that's the case, then if you don't support the KKK, then you don't like white people. If you don't like neo-Nazi skinheads, you don't like European white people. Well, because I've basically been told by certain people that because I do not support Black Lives Matter, I'm an hating racist and I don't like black people. When, okay, then I guess I don't like my own race because I don't like the KKK, because what difference does it make? There's a difference between supporting black people and supporting the organization Black Lives Matter. The problem you have here is Democrats have spent the last almost 4 years trying to win the 2016 election because you had a bunch of kids that were duped into believing that Hillary Clinton was going to win in the landslide 100%, no questions asked. Now Trump might win Indiana, might win Kentucky. You know, they were told that Donald J. Trump was going to run as an independent, but he's actually running as a joke. They thought that, oh, well, you know, it's sort of like those guys that you want to believe the good news. What? And the guy texts you. If anyone ever texts you, you know, that you know, a friend, about the good news, all you have to do is give me $700 in Walmart gift cards, and you'll have $1.4 million given to you by some anonymous donor. See, she wants to give you the money, but instead of keeping it for herself, but she can't give you the money because she needs to have $700 in legal fees to give you the money. $750, and I'll get $1,000,004. Yeah, that sounds legit. And guess what happened? When you realize that you've been scammed, now they have scams where they get people for like $40 and $30 because it's more believable and they can do it way more. And they may not make a whole bunch in the beginning, but if they get 1,000 people at $40, that adds up. But here's the thing. All these kids were like, wait a minute, I was guaranteed. They told me they wanted to wring someone's neck, and they've been spending the last 4 years, instead of trying to make America better and help make America better, which they've never done, oh, they've just lined their own pocketbooks. What's going on is they've screwed themselves because they've been making themselves better, not America. And instead of trying to, we can't take the blame for lying to these people. What do? They're going to hang us by our toes like Mussolini. Okay, that's what we're going to do here. I know Hillary Clinton said on the campaign trail that you can't rig the election, can't hack, can't be this, can't do that. And guess what? Diddy, we got a Russia collusion. Now there's actual paper evidence that everything they're claiming Trump's done, the Democrats have done. Let me tell you, if Hunter Biden was one of George Bush's kids, whoo, that would be 24/7 front page news, 365. If that was one of Trump's kids, let me tell you, he'd be in prison right now. He'd be in prison. Hunter Biden ain't going to do nothing to him. They can't do anything to Biden. I mean, Jill Biden is campaigning more than Joe. If that doesn't ring bells, ding, 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 then I can't help you. They are prepping him severely. I guarantee you, and you want to know where this is coming from? 16 years plus in an assisted living community around people with Alzheimer's, dementia, old age, forgetfulness, I can guarantee you he's got Sundowner syndrome. What Sundowner syndrome is, and I'm going to explain this to people that do not know this. It's at night when the sun starts to go down, their dementia, they start to be not the same. They start to be, they get more forgetful. They get more agitated. And just look at a 2008 when Joe Biden was running for vice president compared to now. If you can't see the difference, then you're lying. And you're like, oh, whatever. Because it's night and day with Biden. And they're not having him talk or anything after like 9 o'clock in the morning. And I know they are trying to alter his clock, his internal clock, so that when this debate happens, he doesn't think it's late at night. They're going to do everything in their power. They're going to dope him with everything they can to try to get him through this debate, because then they can get through one debate, and then they can say, well, yeah, we're not, yeah, we already had one debate, and we're not going to, we can't put, sorry, but I mean, I can't sit here. When someone is 100% untrue, lying sack of shite, sorry, we're not going to, we're not going to waste our time. We had a debate. We're done. We're not going to, that thing, there's not one thing Donald Trump said that's true. He's lying. He should be in prison. He should be whatever. He's a lying SOB. We're done. We're not going to have no more debates. And that's what they're going to try to get out of them all. All you have to do is go back to 2008 when Joe Biden was on the campaign trail for vice president. Look at him now. Two totally different people. And it infuriates me, as the conservative that I am, the Trump-trained supporter I am, that they're taking him and parading him around. Because that is elder abuse. And if you can't tell that Joe Biden is doing more public appearances for her husband than he is, when she's out campaigning more than he is, bells should be going off in your head big time. But these people that are going to vote for him don't care. They don't listen. They don't, whatever. I don't care. Whatever. No matter what you prove to them, no matter what you show them, my gas has gone up. My taxes have gone up. My health care has gone up. My prescriptions have gone up. My electricity has gone up. Oh, Biden is the vice president. He's wonderful. Barack Obama is the greatest president ever. Okay. I'm proving to you that you're paying more in taxes. Your electricity has gone up. Your gas has gone up. Your medications have gone up. Everything you're paying for has gone up. You're paying more for everything. Well, Barack Obama is Jesus Christ. They, no matter what you prove to them, how bad you've been screwed and lied to by Barack Obama and the Democrats, they don't care. They don't want to hear it. Just shut up. La, 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 I don't care. La, 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 I don't care. Shut up. I'm going to vote for Barack Obama again. I don't care. Show me a video that he's raping 12-year-old girls, and I'll be like, so what? I'm still going to vote for him. I don't care. Show me that he murdered 50 people. I don't care. I'm still going to vote for Barack Obama. I don't care. You're never going to change my mind whatsoever. He could empty out my bank account and I'd still vote for him. I'm never going to change my mind whatsoever. And that's the problem you have with most of these idiot Democrats. You cannot like, if you do not support Black Lives Matter and bow down to them, then you hate black people. That's all there is. Prove me wrong. Simple. Ben Carson, I love the man. I think he's great. So, and I hate Black Lives Matter. Boom. Beat your argument. But this is the type of, I want to do some trivia questions for some of the liberals out there. And this is what it is. You can go up to these college kids and ask them what country was involved in the French Revolution. I'll ask the question again. What country was involved in the French Revolution? That's question number one. Question number two is, World War II was which world war? Again, World War II was which world war? And question number three, what year did the War of 1812 take place? and they won't be able to answer them. Question one, France was the country involved in the French Revolution. Which world war was World War II? That was the Second World War. The second. And which year was the War of 1812? The War of 1812 happened in the year 1812. You could do those questions, and I guarantee you, half of the college kids would get them wrong. Or you would have them, well, let me guess the War of 1812, they would be guessing because they don't know. What war is the Second World War? I don't know. I gave you the answer in the question. It's the Second World War. Because these kids are not taught anything. They don't know anything. There was a kid that was told to remove his Trump flag from his bedroom while he's online learning. And another black kid, and the black kid had a BB gun and was suspended from school for having a BB gun in his, it's online learning. This is at their own house. I'd be like, okay, you're not welcome at our house, but you come and you try to take that gun or that flag. I stand with that, those families. They need to fight back. That's bull. Trump flag. Whatever. You can go fight. Okay? Just to let you know, not only am I not going to take down that flag, but tomorrow I will be wearing a Trump shirt, a Trump hat, Trump socks, Trump underwear, Trump shorts. I'm going to have 50 more flags. Just to let you know. And you will be in contact with our attorneys because we are suing the school because this is my house. This is where I live. And when I went to school, that's the problem. When I went to school, we had teachers that, politics has no place at school. I will not tell you who I'm voting for. Come on, no. And my art teacher and my art teachers, we had a U.S. history teacher. No one wore Clinton stuff. No one wore political anything. When I was in high school, the last thing I thought about was politics. You would have, okay, we're going to watch this, the State of the Union address. And it wasn't about what they said. It was about what they did. Okay, the president's going to come down here. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to shake hands. And it was just to explain what they do. Now, you would have the State of the Union address. Well, okay, hold on. Let's pause this. If you believe what Trump's saying right now, I would ask you to raise your hand, but you're probably too stupid to do that because you're a Trump supporter, okay? Okay, next, we're just going to keep going here. We're probably not going to watch this all because, I'm about to throw up. Seriously, like, who actually supports Trump? I don't know how anyone can support this man, but, that's the teachers we have today. When I was in school, I'm not telling you who I vote for. I'm not saying nothing. Trump is where he is. If you ever saw the movie Cool Runnings, and Irving Blitzer comes in there and he goes, Kurt, I need to talk to you. I want to know why you disqualified my men. In an Olympic year, you must compete qualifying counts as a competition. So you can, if you qualify, it counts. We decided to change the rules. And he goes, all my 5 bobsledders have done everything you've asked of them, and they've done it all with you laughing at their face and saying, you ain't going to do it, you ain't going to make it, you got a rickety old sled, you ain't going to go anywhere. And they laughed, and they did everything you've asked. You want to banish someone? Banish me, not my guys. That's what we are with Trump. He has everyone in the media against him, except for, like, Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and a couple others. Mark Stein, Glenn Beck. But 99% of the 99.9% of the mainstream media doesn't want them. You have all these anti-American liberals that don't want them. You got all these kids that think that socialism and what Cuba has and what North Korea has is going to be so great that we need to bring it here. That don't want them. It's the people that have come here that escaped what the Democrats want to throw down our face that support Trump the most and us. Finally, I have a candidate that I can go for that's like, okay, hey. But they say that Barack Obama is kind of out of the spotlight. Michelle Obama's out of the spotlight. Yeah, every once in a while you hear from Hillary Clinton and all these people, but they say Trump is taking this debate like okay, what if all of a sudden Biden, you know, just in case, he's going 100% bore, full bore. He is working on debating him. He needs to be like the press secretary and have all this information and all this data and stuff. And when they say, when they try to make up stuff and try to say stuff about him, let it, well, okay, Joe Biden, I think it was you who called me a xenophobe for banning travel to countries that now you said it didn't do enough. I think it was Cuomo of New York that said, oh, just go out and do whatever you want to. This ain't no big deal. We're Italian. We're New Yorkers. We don't lock down for nothing. Nancy Pelosi, oh, you need to make out with the Chinese people in the China markets. Go there, have dinner, and get buffets. Don't worry. And now those same idiots are like, 200,000 people died. Thank you, Trump. It's your own fault. Trump, you're the one that forced me to put COVID-19 patients in nursing homes instead of those makeshift MASH units that were floating hospitals that basically are unused. All those hundreds of military hospitals that they set up for all the COVID people, instead of going there and being used, they were put into nursing homes by Democratic governors and mayors. And guess what? Oh, yeah. That's all Trump's fault. Every one of those that died, that's Trump's fault. A 99.6% virus that killed 200,000 people, that's 100% Trump's fault. Just like all these riots are 100% Trump's fault because he tried to bring the National Guard in to shut these places down and Democrats wanted nothing to do with it. What's going on, folks, is people aren't buying this. Only these radical, stupid, idiotic liberals that don't know anything. It's like, Trump's wrong, I don't care, Trump sucks. They're the only people that even believe it. And I don't know how. I don't know how you can, because they act like 200,000 people. You know, if they look at malaria deaths, if they look at suicides, if they look at drunk driving, you'd be like, we're this concerned about 200,000 people when a million people have died from this? And you wonder how many of those are real. And not just someone that had a heart attack, but they tested positive. So that's what we're going to say their death is, COVID. Senator Ron Johnson, Hunter Biden's businesses raked in about $4.2 million. Biden is lying to the American public about his knowledge of this. They did. They know. But that's the thing. Biden can change his stance every day and they'll just go with it. Why do you need to wear a mask? Masks are useless. The next day, well, if I was president, I'd have a mask mandate. You'd be forced to wear a mask. I mean, I told my wife, we went to Meijer. It's like a Walmart, but it started in Michigan. It may not have in your area, but we went there. There's a section with so many masks that I'm like, what do they plan? What do they think? Like, we're supposed to wear these indefinitely? I mean, there's so many. And then they have ones made by, like, Hanes and some of these, like, fabric masks, you know, like the nicer cloth masks that are not the surgical kind. Read them. This is not for you. This is not intended for use with, like, bacterial epidemics, you know, like viral epidemics, like, I don't know, the flu, colds, COVID-19. It's not designed to protect you from that stuff. It's literally, well, here you go, we're making this mask so that you can comply with having a mask, but this mask is not going to protect you from the diseases that are out there that they're wanting you to wear this mask for in the first place. This is just kind of a way of putting something on that allows you to comply with wearing a mask, but it's not going to protect you at all. So what's the point? You might as well not even have it. That's the problem. Senator Ron Johnson, I love this guy, from Wisconsin, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, he basically told Fox News Channel's Maria Bartiromo that Hunter Biden and his business, they raked in $4.2 million, and they know this. I did not know my son did that. I can understand if you could say, well, we're going to investigate this. If he did do this, he's going to fry. I want to have an impartial investigation. But he didn't do it. I didn't know. But that never happened. Yeah, probably because you don't know what date is. Yeah, Joe Biden probably doesn't know what happened because he don't remember anything. Because he still thinks he's, I'm Joe Biden and I'm running for Senate. I'm surprised that he hasn't, hi, I'm Joe Biden, I'm running for mayor of Washington, D.C. I mean, let me tell you, Trump would be in prison right now if that was him. Of course, they're coming out, well, Trump didn't pay taxes. Trump only paid 720 years. Yeah. Right. So, property taxes, he's paying taxes, folks. When he's gotten new buildings, and a lot of the things that he did, he got Senate and government approval under the Obama administration. I've heard people say, well, there are people that do that. They'll take, instead of paying taxes, they'll donate $350,000 to this place and to that place and to help out the community, and they'll get tax write-offs. So they'll donate money to these charity organizations and different things to help the community. And they say, well, he didn't pay taxes. Well, of course he didn't. The same loopholes that Hillary Clinton and all these Democrats use to get away with paying as little impossible in taxes, when Trump does the same thing, how dare it? It's okay for them to do it, but not for Trump to do it. Got about 25 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. I'm your host, Man with a Mic, Kyle. What an amazing show we got. And that's what's going on in this world. Like Trump said, why didn't Hillary Clinton, you've been in D.C. how long? Why don't you cut these loopholes? Because you use the same loopholes I do. That's the problem. Hillary Clinton will start a charity organization, take your own money, donate it to it, and get it as a tax write-off so she didn't have to pay taxes. I donated $3 million to this charity organization, so I don't have to pay taxes. And then that charity organization's her own, so she'll go do whatever she wants with that money and do it. We're going to have a meeting for this charity organization. Yeah, it's going to be at a golf course. So I'm going to use that charity organization to fly first class. We're gonna take a private Learjet, and we're gonna fly out, and we're gonna go play golf. And I'll set up it's all gonna be paid for through the charity organization. So I'm gonna, this is a $20 million Bel Air mansion that I'm gonna have as my headquarters for this charity organization. So donate to help me buy my house, and she'll go and do everything and she ain't paying taxes, but she's living high on the hog, and some of that is not. Like the Bel Air Mansion stuff's not real, but, that's what they do. Democrats, all these billionaire politicians do everything Trump does, but it's okay for them to do it. They didn't want Trump to do this stuff, then they would close the loopholes. But they can't, because all the Democrats do everything that they're accusing Donald J. Trump of to get away with this, paying as little taxes as possible. That's what all the billionaires do. Look at Al Sharpton. That dude, last I heard, he owed like 14 or 15 million. He ain't paying his. But don't worry. The Queens, New York, had thousands of ballots marked for the military. Brooklyn had 100,000 ballots for the wrong people. But I trust mail-in ballots about as much as I trust Joe Biden with my 16-year-old. I wouldn't. Sanctuary cities in Los Angeles are they're still releasing illegals charged with murder and sex crimes. How can anyone tell me that someone should be okay? Forget the term illegal alien. A man is freed who is charged with murder and sex crime. We have 50 people that are released who have been charged with murder and sex crimes, and they're being released into the city. Tell me how you can support that. I'm taking out the illegal alien part. Because what does that have to do with anything? What does it have to do with the price of tea in China? Illegal aliens has nothing to do with anything. They are taking sex crime people and murderers and rapists and letting them go free. These are people. Immigration status should not matter. Oh, you just have something against illegal aliens. Yeah, I have a problem with murderers and rapists. I don't care what they are. That's what's wrong with this country. You have people that I have met probably 20 people plus, and that's just who I've actually physically met, who basically have come and been like, I never really looked at anyone by the color of their skin until this Black Lives Matter crap and all these black people shoving their race down my face. I never looked at Bubba Wallace as a black. I didn't really know he was black until he started shoving the fact that he was pushing his race down my face. And that's, we live in this cancel culture. I'm offended by everything. Yeah, folks, if you're offended by oxygen, don't breathe. Illinois state coach replaces BLM sign with All Lives Matter, resigns following controversy because it's bullcrap. And there's an actual photo of build a mass movement to smash racism, fight for socialism. Yeah, let's end racism by fighting for socialism.
Wow.
How does that make sense? We're gonna be like North Korea in this country, and this is all, yeah. Because in North Korea, you have one race, you have one people. You bow down to the dear leader. If you screw up and do something wrong, they not only punish you, your kids, your grandkids, your aunts, your uncles, everyone in your family going back generations. That's if they don't kill you first. Now, oh, and if you have a pet and you're in the Pyongyang, like the good part, don't get too attached to it because they may need to kill it for food. They might try to figure out some way to get them to have multiple babies. That way they can keep the meat flowing so you have something to eat. How does that make sense? Build a mass movement, just mass socialism, fight for racism. I switched them. If you get, either way, it don't make sense. Build a mass movement to smash socialism, fight for racism. That don't make sense. But neither does what the sign says. Build a mass movement to smash racism, fight for socialism. Socialistparty.org.uk. These people, it's not about ending racism if they're trying to push socialism. These kids who want socialism have no idea what they're getting themselves into. They have no idea. These kids, everything's going to be free. Well, everything in North Korea is free, pretty much. They have free health care. Good luck. The free health care is non-existent. The 1% chance, not probably like a 1/16% chance, you need something done. You better hope that the dear leader, a ton of people have it, and out of the gracious goodness of his heart, the dear leader brings in somebody from the outside to do eye surgery or to do foot surgery or something. That's the only chance you'll have of getting any type of anything. Then you got to bring your own generators and everything because, guess what, folks? Yeah, you live in Pyongyang, yeah, the power goes out on a constant basis. Then we got, then they had the alcoholic on CNN, Nancy Pelosi, and she, of course, dodges the question about considering impeaching Attorney General Barr to slow down the Supreme Court nomination pick. I mean, I can't believe how many sexist people we have in the Democrat Party and stuff that don't want, and there are people coming out that like, Amy Comey Barrett, she's going to, let me tell you something, Planned Parenthood, like 5% of what they do is 95% of what they do is abortions. 5% is anything else. 9 times out of 10, if you need anything from Planned Parenthood besides an abortion, you can find a clinic in your area that's either dirt cheap or free that will offer the same benefits. Give you the same treatment so you don't have to support abortions. Well, women are going to lose their right. What right? So, like, let me get this straight. So, if she gets elected, a woman will not have a right to have like a pap smears and have like vaginal inspections to make sure you don't have a yeast infection or bacteria infection. Women will never be able to ever have tests for STDs ever again. They're afraid that if she gets elected that my freedom to kill a baby is going to be taken from me. And yeah, when it costs more to adopt a child than to abort one, we got problems in America. Problems. Got problems. But that's the problem in this country. No one thinks. Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to think with my brain. I'm going to think with the lower part. And then when something happens, oops, And what's sad is there are times where the man wants to keep the baby and he has no say in it, even though it's 50% his. I'm going to get on to this because this is kind of really, I think, neat. They have some DNA testing that they're working on that if it comes out, this DNA testing is actually going to the DNA testing is reportedly going to be able to figure out your endocannabinoid system. Everyone has an ECS in their body, an endocannabinoid system. It's what CBD is. That's why cannabis is so beneficial, because there are tons of cannabinoids in your body, and this DNA test that they're coming out with, that's out. They believe they can target and figure out what strain or strains could be perfect for you that match your own endocannabinoid system. It's kind of like a roadmap. And what I mean by that is, okay, if you have a puzzle piece and so like when you're drawing comics and you sit there and you draw the guy and you start drawing him, and when you start getting the anatomy and you start trying to put the puzzle pieces together and they ain't working, dirty smoke screen, or he's behind a brick wall, or put a cape to cover up. Ever wonder why Tarzan from the comics is always in tall, thick grass? Because people hated drawing toes. The pain in the butt to dry feet and toes. Dear D, we'll make some tall grass that he's standing in. But when the puzzle pieces aren't coming together, you have an issue. This looks at the puzzle piece of your body, the endocannabinoid system, and it says, okay, this strain has a really, really good match for you, and it would benefit you the most. Well, there you go. But that's going to be kind of interesting to see. It'd be neat to see, like, what if there's one strain that you really hate, like, oh, man, I can't stand that. But that, like, your DNA test comes up as the best strain for you is Purple Haze. Oh, man, I had that one time. I didn't like it at all. You know, you wonder, like, Durban Poison, I love that. Yeah, that's not a good strain for you. Yeah, that's the exact opposite of what you... Well, how come every test that shows that it would be perfect for an endocannabinoid system is something I can't stand, and ones that don't work? Supposedly, I just wonder. Because there are a lot of people saying now that, hey, I use a sativa, and I'm asleep, and I use an indica, and I'm wide awake. And indica used to refer to indica couch. And got about just over 10 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, 9 o'clock tonight, the debate. It's going to be interesting to see. There are people that say that Trump needs to just bend over near Biden and go, here's your earpiece. Well, Biden, you dropped your earpiece. I just don't know. I guarantee you they have something in his ear. I want to get on Right Side Broadcasting if they air the debate and say if there's like three cameras that are filming it and that's it and you just use those feeds. Because I want someone to get footage, because I guarantee you he's wearing some sort of ear device and they're feeding him what to say. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't have the answers already or the questions. They're going to do everything they can. I think they're going to have... Rush Limbaugh thought they wouldn't even get one debate in, but I feel like they're going to try to get out of the other two. Have we had the one debate? We did. We had one debate, and it was bull crap and whatever. So he lied, and we can't do it again. We're not going to waste our time. Biden needs to be at home. We need to get Jill on the campaign trail for me because I can't campaign for myself. It's another Hillary Clinton. Biden's probably having as much campaigning as Hillary Clinton is. Sad what they're doing to that man. I want to get into some Manchester United news. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now it's time for some embarrassment FC. I'm one of these people because there's that. I look at it like this when it comes to Jadon Sancho. Are we going to get him or not? We're going to get him the 90% club, the no club. If we don't get Jadon Sancho, I don't think we'll sign anybody. I really don't. If we don't get Jadon Sancho, and I'm in that, because Mark from United Stand talks about this a lot. And yeah, when everyone's going to be changing their stance if we get Jadon Sancho, and I won't be. We get Jadon Sancho in, I will be pissed as heck, but I will be happy at the same time. I'll be happy that the deal was done, but I will be pissed. That why wasn't it done a month and a half ago, unless they get a deal. But from what I'm understanding and all my sources and Fabrizio Romano and Sky Sport and Manchester News, Borussia Dortmund want X number of dollars. And if they don't get that X number of dollars, they're done with it. They're done. They're not going to take – this is what we want. And if Manchester United end up paying whatever the fee is that they wanted from the very beginning, I'm going to be pissed because I'm like, well, then why don't we do it a month and a half ago? A month and a half ago. I know I'm going to be – yeah, thank God we got Jadon Sancho, but no. That should have happened. I'm still pissed. There's talk that Donny van de Beek is basically – there's talk that Donny van de Beek's like, hey, I want to be starting. I want to be in this position. I want to be doing something. I came to a club to help it out. And getting 2 minutes of game time at the end of the game is not helping the club or helping the... Yeah, but I mean, it's just ridiculous. And there was supposedly, I think it was Sky Sports said that there was a... What did Sky Sport came out? They said that there was a bid rejected by Manchester United, but supposedly there's not been a bid done yet for Jadon Sancho. And United have to come out and say, hey, just pay the dang fee and get the player. And if we don't get him, I don't think we'll sign anyone else. And then... But like I said, and I'm in that 1% club where even if we get Jadon Sancho, I'm going to be pissed because why didn't this happen a month and a half ago? Everyone else is spending money like it's water coming out of a spigot. Why aren't we? You can't blame COVID-19 because Chelsea are spending like there was no COVID-19. Man City are spending, Tottenham are spending, Arsenal are spending, Everton is spending. Leeds is, all these teams are spending money. And, well, it's not going to be transfer as usual because COVID-19. Well, then why is everyone else spending like it's normal? And then if you're going to get them, you should have done it a month and a half ago. That's all I'm going to say. We're not going to get a center back, and we need a CB. I mean, I'm still a pissed boy if we get him, because wow, whoop-de-doo. Like how am I supposed to be? I want to have a deal done midnight my time, and I find out, and it was Donny van de Beek was cool because we weren't expecting it. It was last minute. Hurrah! This is like okay, don't wait. Okay, we got 5 minutes left in the transfer window, and they finally, it's down to 2 minutes left, and Borussia Dortmund finally accept the United bid. Okay, with 2 minutes left, and are you kidding me?
I need 2 minutes to tell a story when you're done.
Go ahead. I got three left.
Oh, sorry.
So my wife wants to say something, my producer, so.
If you guys listen regularly, you guys know that this weekend my mom, couple of her friends went to a prayer meeting. Franklin Graham's prayer march. Well, there's another group that was having something at a different group, and there were over 100,000. They said that there were people, because, you know, the one radio station I listened to?
Yeah.
He said you could see people from the World War II monument all the way to the Lincoln monument. I don't know. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
The concept is almost seeing, almost going from here to Indy. That's almost as far as it is. Not quite. But anyhow, they were walking. They were these Black Lives Matter people. Okay? These group of people that was walking to the march. Was walking, saw the Black Lives Matter, didn't act like they were afraid, didn't go and confront, just kept walking. The Black Lives Matter took off screaming, howling, don't let them touch you, don't let them pray for you, in fear. What does that say? That's what Satan does.
Yeah,
how they didn't have to worry about the protesters. The protesters were afraid of them.
Yeah.
That, to me, is remarkable.
That's called faith over fear. And that's sad, too. Don't let them pray for you. You might be saved. You might actually want to do something. I mean, that's the problem, really quick. 90 seconds left is when you have these people that convert and they say they have family members and they're Black and they go from Democrat to Republican, they have family members that are like, guess what? I just got Section 8. Like they won the lottery. It's not a stepping stone Section 8. It's a sweet, I can retire now. I got Section 8. I'm going to be on it for the rest of my life instead of it being a stepping stone. Got about 60 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. For the conversation, I hope you feel a part of. Don't forget the debate tonight. Oh, it's gonna be. I think Trump's gonna wipe the floor with him, and I hope he's like his press secretary. I really hope he is, where he's like, okay, well, you say this. Well, here's the facts that you're lying. Here's this, and I hope he shoves it right back in his face, because they say that Trump has been practicing extra hard to prepare for this. So.
Well, they said, Newt said he wants him to get Biden so mad. He wants Trump to get Biden that when he starts going, just go after more and more and
yeah.
more.
And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protective of Vine Province, we need to be each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, or this coming Thursday, God bless you all and goodbye.